welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other hand of the mic.
It's me, boy.
And Chris.
Right. Oh,
found him. Darren came through and found him for us, dude.
Been off to reservation.
Wow. Real treat for you tonight, hooligans. We got a real treat. Shani is 604. 235 vows. Chris Hamilton, how are you feeling, sir?
I'm at the top of my game. I'm back. I'm ready. I've been
I broke my back.
I had some downtime. I had spinal. No downtime, but it's I'm spinal. Back. I had to take some time at family, get some things dialed in, but I'm back
for today at least.
I'm
for
back, baby,
for this episode.
Hey, all the sports are done. Everything's done. We're in the off season. It's off season workouts. We hit it hard. We hit the gym today earlier. I'm back.
Nice.
Coming back.
Miss you to, Matt yesterday.
Yeah, I worked all day from about 5 a.m.
Matt, dude.
You want me to roll over in my uniform? You guys?
Yeah. Why not? I probably have a couple of geese that fit you.
Just drop my gun belt and we'll go.
Sure.
Okay.
God damn it.
Yeah. God damn it. I was there yesterday. Get my ass whipped by a 16-year-old. Yeah.
I really want Dallas to tie this up. I don't think they're going to do it.
I was wondering what's going on over there. The hate and the fire over there.
I'm just
who's playing? What sport?
Vegas Knights and Golden Knights, Dallas Stars.
Go.
Yeah.
Golden Knights, let's go.
But nobody would have guessed that the Florida Panthers would be going to the fucking Stanley Cup because they were the wild card.
Who'd they beat to get in?
To get in, I don't know, but I know who they'd beat the first round, and they beat the Boston Bruins. After the Bruins had a 3-0 lead in the series.
Oh,
holy shit.
And Boston had set a franchise record of the most winning seasons ever. And then they get smoked by the wild card.
Nice.
That's got to feel good.
After a 3-0 lead, I'm sure their coach didn't yell or throw anything.
So that's the second time that's happened to Boston.
You got to execute a player in front of everybody if that happens, right? So we're just waiting to see who got basically.
You just slit their throats with a skate.
You're like, all right, start fucking picking straws, motherfuckers.
Get on the blue line, let's go.
So it happened in 2010 to Boston too against the Flyers when we went to the Stanley Cup.
So it's not the first time that Boston's been in.
No, and when we tied it to go to game 7, they were up in that game 4-1 and we beat them 5-4. Boston's might have a curse on him. Might have a kiss on him. But so tonight, I thought we'd have a little fun, step out of the rabbit hole a little bit, and do a '90s episode. Bart Duh. You can actually still find this episode on our Rockfin channel, and I listened to a little bit of it today. Boy, it was the audio quality was so rough.
Oh, it was terrible, dude.
Yeah, it was not great.
We were recording on strings and paper cups.
Yeah. Well, that and I was so trashed.
Yeah, you puked on in my driveway.
Yeah.
And then Dom told on you.
He did. Little Dom narc. Told on me. Told on me to my wife. And it was we got done pretty early. I think it was
you were done pretty early.
Well, I'm saying we did a 2.5-hour episode, but we were still done by 7:30.
Yeah.
So it was a fairly.
How long ago was that? Was I drinking then?
Yeah. It was Fun Chris. Fun Chris.
Fun Chris was there.
Yeah, right. Fun Chris was there, and Dirty
Roto
was there.
You got yelled at for how much you drink too.
Did I?
Yeah, I was the only one that stopped hella early because obviously I had the kid with me.
Oh, that's right.
And you're driving. But it was at your house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were in your kitchen, I believe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think because you threw up that night, too.
Yeah.
No, I never threw up.
And we got yelled at.
We got yelled at.
We were leaving. Yeah.
So. Somehow, we were in trouble.
We got yelled at. And then.
Who'd you get yelled at by?
By your wife.
By my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Who else would yell at us?
And then.
Maybe your guys' wives. I don't know.
Well, actually, Nicole wasn't happy with Brian.
Yeah, that's about as much as I get yelled at.
You know, yeah. Because we get home and me and Dom come in. She's like, where's Brian? And I was about to like, oh, he's on his way inside. And Dom's like, he's throwing up outside.
She's like, God damn it.
I was like, hey, honey, how you doing?
Hey.
Oh,
gosh,
I know. Steph is like, anybody want some vodka?
I'm glad we really matured.
Well, shit, I was just telling Chris, we polished off almost an entire bottle of fucking Bullet yesterday. It was a gallon-sized bottle, dude.
Whew.
Yeah. I feel pretty good today, though. Yeah, but, yeah, we had a lot of whiskey, a lot of beer. Fucking finished off about 30 beers at my house.
Fucking stone cold right there, dude. Whiskey, beer, tequila, more whiskey, another beer. So yeah, we're gonna do a 90s episode. Like I said, we've done one before a long time ago. That was about 3 years ago now. Bad audio quality.
Like 3 years.
Drunken shenanigans. But it, all in all, it was a good episode, and it was a lot of fun.
It was one of the funnest episodes we've ever done. I don't care how bad the audio quality is.
Yeah, it was still fun.
It was. And I thought we would do this, obviously, as kind of a break from the craziness that we constantly deal with, but also because to tie it a little bit into conspiracies, I'm fully convinced that we're operating in a parallel universe right now.
I think they've collided. Have what it's if collided. If you're a big Marvel fan, you read a lot of comic books when you're younger, this is what we call an incursion.
Yes.
And,
okay.
And an well incursion said. Will destroy one reality or the other. So we're just trying to come out on top.
Basically. I bring up the 90s though, because I feel like as where we're at right now, it's the 90s are coming back. Mm-hmm. That's why they're doing all these remakes from the 90s.
Yeah.
All these clothing styles are coming back. They're talking about putting house phones. Like, kids don't know what house phones are.
Yeah. Like, I saw there's like
one
a
phone.
Yeah, it was like a TikTok video, right? Where this girl's like, why don't we just have like one phone, but it's in your house and it's for everybody? Like, bitch, that's a landline. You can get, they offer it. You can go get one. And apparently a lot of like younger kids are getting what they call dumb phones, which are just basically flip phones.
Yeah. It's
They're
a burner
like, this
phone.
Is so retro and cool. Like,
My back hurts. Why would you say that about me?
Right?
But
it gets cold, my ankle bothers me. And you're over here talking about dumb phones. Those we just called them phones.
Dumb phones.
Yeah. No, you're fucking dumb, okay?
Yeah. No, like we had the phone and then we had a smartphone.
Yeah.
It doesn't make the first one a dumb one. It's like, okay, so we have Adam or we have Jesus. Obviously Jesus is better. Adam's the dumb one. Like, no, he just was the first one. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, he was just there. He was the guy. Yeah.
You know? Got better.
Yeah, but let's wait and see if they need help learning how to text on one of those motherfuckers, and then we'll see who's dumb. Okay.
Every time I push 5, J comes up. I don't get it.
Gotta hit it twice. Gotta hit it twice if you want that letter.
Yeah,
it's like playing a game every time you're texting somebody. You know what I mean?
Chris, now let me ask you this, and we'll get into tonight's funness. When in your mind did you think that the location of the human heart would move in the body?
Never.
Because in your timeline, because Chris might be on just a slightly different timeline because he's a little bit older than us. You know what I'm saying?
It could be, yeah.
So maybe your timelines tend to align with your birth years.
But there's some things that Chris will go through Mandela effects and be like, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And Chris will be like, no, that's how it's always been.
That's how it's always been, yeah.
Maybe that's how it always was for him.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's like a glitch in the code.
It's got to be. It's got to be some kind of glitch where, because there's some of the things that, you guys, we bring up for the Mandela effect. I'm like, yeah, that fucking remember. And then other ones are just like, no, that never was like that. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about. That's why I get the lizard people rap. So, but yeah, I don't think the heart never moved. Fucking heart's on
where
your left side.
What about your kidneys? Where are your kidneys at?
In your back.
Where in your back?
On your sides by your haunches.
Okay, so your lower back.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's with us.
He's with us there because apparently now the kidneys are up behind the rib cage.
Yeah.
No.
They're protected by your ribs, apparently.
They're, no, they're, yeah. they're not. They're not. That's why you talk about getting kidney punched.
Yes. That's a literally thing that is, yeah. And anytime you go to the doctor, boy, yeah.
your ribs do not protect your kidneys.
Anytime you go to the doctor with like, oh, I got back problems, lower back problems, especially lower back. Like, cool, we need a pee test to yeah, see to if you're sure dehydrated, make sure you don't have kidney stones. Yeah. Because that's where they're at in your lower back.
Yeah. The heart one really bothered me. It yeah. really bothered me.
Well, I even, when you sent me that text message, I immediately, I was sitting there, I was talking to the wife, and I was like, hey, babe, where's the heart at? And she's like, right in she's the like, middle. You put your right hand over your heart. So you put it on your left side of your, it's right here. And yes, I was like,
just,
okay.
Just to the.
And no, now it's over here.
Apparently, yeah. They're like, put your hand over your heart. No one goes like this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance.
Yeah. So, anyways, the 90s. Last time we did this, we made lists for each of us of top five shows, songs, movies, toys from the 90s. And this is, of course, going to vary. But hopefully you guys will just sit back and kind of relax and enjoy this episode. Maybe you can jump through some nostalgia with us. Looking at the demographics of our show, basically everybody that listens to our show, or I'd say most of the people that listen to our show, are our age.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the right demographics. So, boys, what topic should we start with?
Well, man, it's rough because, like, there's so much good stuff. I got my old 90s notes right here. So
Yeah.
But let's start with songs. Let's go songs. With music. Yeah.
Okay, and for this, we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be pulling up YouTube.
Okay.
And playing you a little snippet of each song. We'll keep it under, 30 seconds.
Okay.
So that
so we're just going to go around, give our... Now my top fives are in no particular order.
Mine okay. are not in any order.
Because either. If you made me put them in order, we'd have a huge problem.
We're going to fight.
Yeah. I can't do that, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hit it for me, boy. You want to do all five?
Do you want to just go round table?
Yeah, let's go 1-1-1, 2-2-2.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, these are random orders.
Not in any particular order. Okay. And I had to take one off my list because I was just trying to get five on there. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it was tough to go down to five.
It was tough because it depends on the day of the week what five songs I'm going to choose. So
okay.
So anyhow, so I'll start off with Montel Jordan. This is how God. We do it.
Oh, come on.
1995.
Oh, way. I'm so disappointed right now.
Why? Because you didn't
think it? No, I just... No.
You don't think that's a good song?
No, I think it's a great song, but top five?
Come on. You tell me this song comes... See, here's... As soon as this song comes on, you're not going... This is how we do it. Feeling it now? Yeah.
So this was not my genre when I was growing up at all.
Well, see, and that's why
my wife would love it.
Because this is like party music, yeah. man. And right. mind you, in 1995, I was 10 years old, but you could not escape this song.
No,
yeah. Everybody knew the words to it. Everybody loved the video. Montel Jordan was everywhere.
Yeah. And then he was gone.
Yep.
Took his money and left. Look at that pause screen. Nice job, Big Country. All right, Chris, what do you got?
Stone Temple Pilots Plush.
Oh, Plush okay. by the Stone Temple S-T-P. Pilots.
T-P. Let's get a taste.
Oh, my man.
That opening chord is just... You know where you're at when you hear it.
I'm in a drug den.
Yeah. You're trying to hold in a diarrhea part at a dive bar.
Good song.
Yep. All right. I got one.
Great song.
Yep.
Okay. My one of my favies from the 90s. You're going to get a lot of 90s dance music from me, but this is...
Hell yeah, dude.
Anything LaBouche does, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh. No. It's like sexual and violent.
Can you picture like a like an 8-year-old Big Country just jamming?
Just jamming.
Nothing but socks and boxers in the kitchen.
His mom's like, he's running around the house helicoptering his mom.
So I was like, stop sliding through the goddamn house in your socks.
Man, I tell you what. Sexual and violent all at the same time.
Sexual and violent.
Oh, all right, dude. This is what one of my this is one of my all-time favorites. Doesn't matter what decade it is. Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Oh.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that girl is poison. Just fucking doing the running man in my kitchen to this shit.
Yeah. Spider-Man and Freeze. Oh, dang, dude. Look at that outfit.
Dude. I'm ready. That's how fucking men dress. Oh, yeah. Girl, I must warn you. Oh, dude. This song will make you think you know how to dance, dude.
Yeah. And we did.
Helped a lot of white people.
We did not know how to dance.
I don't know. Did you look at some of those videos from the like the 80s of white dudes in clubs?
Yeah, but that was because the coke was pure, you know.
What? You didn't let me finish.
Fentanyl free. Fentanyl free, man.
Oh, all right, Chris, what do you got?
Let's go with, see, I'm going to stay on my alternative rock because I was not on the R&B scene and at all. Offspring, Self-Esteem.
Ooh.
Ooh. Look at that. First choice.
So good.
You know what, Chris? I will say, though, this is kind of a party song in and of itself.
It is. It is a party song.
This song comes on in a party. No one's going to be mad.
There was parties right. And people were drinking to this in high school.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh, savage you. Okay, so for me, dude, one of my all-time favorite bands... Okay. Glycerin by Bush.
Dude, see, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. My man.
Dude, my guy. When that chord hits, man, it hits my soul.
Oh, yeah. You start to well up already. Like, this was before, like, emo fucking music. You had this.
Yeah, this is like, I think grunge was a step in the direction of emo, you know?
Yeah, but they're not as gay, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're still having sex with women.
Like, they'd cry, but they'll also cut you. Like instead of themselves.
So I got to tell you guys real quick yesterday. It's funny we were talking about this today. So my wife and I went to this store out here. It's called Kansas Sampler. And basically it's a store
sounds
for
like
all
a dirty
things.
Sex move.
Yeah, it does.
Damn. That is a good one. I might have to patent
excuse
that
me,
one.
How much for a Kansas Sampler?
ask Colt or ask Dwight tonight. Yeah. Say, hey, how about the Kansas Sampler tonight?
I don't do the Kansas Sampler. I haven't done the Kansas Sampler since 2001, okay?
How about the Kansas Sampler with a side of California French fries, huh? So basically, you just—it's all things Kansas in there. They got like magnets and jerseys for like the Chiefs, the Royals,
okay.
A couple of the other teams.
Like apparel store.
Yeah, it's basically yeah.
Their fans tight.
They got like stuff from Wizard of Oz, and I'm like, that's not what that movie's about, but okay. But I start like talking to the salesman. I'm like, so basically your birth certificate, right? It is not. What you, and he's like, dude, I make like $9.85 an hour.
Straw man actually represents your straw man.
He's like, dude, I make $9 an hour. Can you just leave me alone?
I got another fucking job to go to after this, dude.
So we walk in, and it's me, the wife, and Storm Shadow, and I'm looking for something to get for my dad for Father's Day. And the music that comes on, it's Bush, hell right? Yeah. It's Machine Head. Mm-hmm. I got a machine here. And, yeah. And Storm Shadow's doing this, and I was like, dude, you're probably the only 2-year-old that knows Bush. But the next song that comes on is Oom-bop.
Oh, damn.
Right? Oom-bop. Yeah. So there, here I am in the cola, and we're like, right? But I can't see Nicole, but I know she's dancing.
Oh, yeah.
And this lady walks by with her husband or whoever he was. And she goes, this has to be like the worst song ever made.
Oh no, dude. And you shot her in the head.
And I was like, and I peek around the aisle and I see Nicole and I look at her and I go, and she goes, what the fuck? And I go, I know, right?
Help me hide the body.
What's wrong with these people? I have no taste.
Seriously.
I don't.
It's a happy song.
They're not from our universe.
They're not from our universe, yeah.
She can't be. She's like an alien. Boy, it's that. Did you watch that video I sent you earlier on Instagram of that lady that's like telling her dog to sit down and then spin in a circle?
I haven't opened it up in like 3 hours or so.
It's pretty fucked up. She's claiming that like a skinwalker turned into her dog.
Oh my God.
And she goes, I'm going to find out if it's my dog right now. She tells the dog to sit down and then turn around and then lay down. She goes, that's not my fucking dog. She doesn't know how to do any of that shit.
Whoa.
Yeah. And she like slams the door and like yells to call 911. And you hear like these feet like walking across the floor. Yeah. It's pretty gnarly. Shit. Pretty gnarly.
You were supposed to be having fun right now.
Sorry.
Dude.
All right. Boya, number three.
Number three. Okay. Classic. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Got
Back. I don't have to explain it to anybody.
I didn't put it on my list because I knew that someone was going to.
Yeah.
If you think about it. God. I'll just skip it forward a little bit. If you think about it, this is our generation's wet-ass pussy.
Talk to her because
Oh, yeah. Like this was our thong song, dude.
Okay. Yeah.
But thong song was also ours. So.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's so round. It's like out there. I mean,
man.
Gross. Look.
Didn't matter if you didn't have a butt at all or not.
So L.A. face and an Oakland booty.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny.
And around thing in you. Okay, I try to avoid
dude.
Copyright.
I don't
care
if your kid's on puberty blockers. You show them this video, and it'll fucking kick them all out of their
it'll
body.
Fix them.
It'll fix them right.
Fix.
Yeah, fix them right quick.
Yeah, getting all them toxins out.
Wow.
With Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, good lord. Good song. White girls, tall girls. I'm calling all girls. Or something like that.
Who's bringing people together? Bringing the race relations from Sir Mix-a-Lot on point.
Oh, my Lord. Chris, number three.
All right. This is probably my only one and only low rap music. Big Pun, still not a player no more.
I almost put that on my list.
Oh, Big Pun.
The only reason why this popped in my mind was yesterday.
How much
I came home.
Your brother was?
Yeah, he was. Trying
to keep up?
Dude, I came home yesterday and my wife was blasting this.
Damn. Did you shout out to get naked right after that?
That's personal, buddy.
Next question, please.
I have the right to remain silent.
Oh, boy. All right. Another one for myself. Again, going with a lot of theme from 90s dance, only because you couldn't get it out of your face. Actually, you know what? Let me back up. Let's do the other one. Let's just do the music. Get Away by Max.
Damn, dude.
What are we listening to? Never heard this song.
I heard it. I've never heard this.
Never heard this.
No? Hey, you know what? Let's back up because that was a club mix. We'll go to most replayed, which is, I think, like right here.
Is this some European shit? Yes.
Never heard this song.
Negative.
No, dude.
Really?
Once again, this is my point about this guy.
Okay, let me get to the girl. Maybe you'll recognize the girl. Okay, right here.
Nope.
No.
Nah, dude.
Negative.
Who's the lizards guy now?
You are. It's two against one. Come on, dude.
Okay.
Boo.
Boo.
All right.
Go ahead. Right. Let's come back to reality.
All right, dude. Next one.
All right, boy.
Everybody will appreciate this. Daft Punk, Around the World.
There it is.
1997.
Again, dude. You come through because I knew that you would put this on there.
Now. Dude. Around the World by Daft Punk, great song. Also, right next to that, if you see on my screen here, Around the World, la 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 la.
Oh, yeah.
And that could
yeah.
be on someone's thing. I'm
could
not
be.
Sure.
Could still be there.
Here's the thing, dude. I tell this to any time
see,
Nicole
this
asks
the...
me. So this song, when this song comes on, because obviously we listen to a lot of 90s music, my grad night was at Disneyland and they had dance stations all over the place. Oh. There was a dance floor that played this on repeat the whole night.
And you just go there to sweat out the coke.
How long do we have to get this coke out before midnight? Approximately 2 hours. Oh, we got to go to the Daft Punk tent.
Speed it up.
Oh.
God, this puts me in a good mood.
That's a good song.
It does. And a lot of kids are like, we don't get your music. I'm like, well, that song, all he says is around the world, yeah. around the world, around
well,
the world.
Well, it's because it's for us. It wasn't fucking meant for your fragile, weak minds, okay?
Yeah.
That's why you were born after. Because you couldn't handle it.
It wasn't meant for your fucking Tootsie Roll fruit yeah. roll up cup.
Fucking
brain.
Grow up. They need to grow up. All right.
Chris.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979.
Oh. Would you believe that guy is also a Freemason?
I would. I probably would. But I, yeah. this song, I swear to God, every time it came on, it just put me in the mood.
Dude,
to
who
be
was
happy.
There? Was it their bass player, or guitarist, chick?
Yeah.
You're like, dude,
Billy,
settle down,
dude. I swear to God, whispering when I retire, I'm gonna have like a bag of edibles, and I'm gonna listen to that song and repeat, and then I'm just.
We can do that tonight, dude.
We can actually
all
do it
three
tonight.
Of us can do that
we
like
can
right,
do
now.
Right now. We can just do. That's a great idea.
All right, number four, guys. Number four. And I wanted to play the video because it really represents the style of the 90s, dude.
Oh, yeah. Chris was always dressed like the guy on the left there.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like what Chris wears on the weekends.
It is. That's my casual dining outfit.
Dance moves. Some guys in a white guys in a cage. I like it. I like what they're doing there. The 90s dance music was
the 90s fixed all the problems.
Right? And they did.
Dude, we were they fucking did. It was the best.
All right, boy, okay. Number five.
Uh-oh. Number five. Okay. Just so everyone knows, I had to take off Outkast Rosa Parks because I needed to put on. It was 98. I had to put on Tupac California Love.
There you go.
1995. Living in California, that's the fucking anthem.
Oops. Oh, not California.
Everyone wants to be from California when they hear this.
Nobody wants to be from California anymore.
Nobody.
Well, that's because Tupac's dead.
In the song in. In the 220 being in California.
Yeah.
Well, but think about it. 15, 20 years ago, Tupac was alive, and California was a very different place.
That's true.
Yeah, it was.
It was the best of times.
Best of times. Chris, number five.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication.
Ooh. Oh, Fornication.
That's yep. I probably listened to that album like 100 times.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Brian, if you don't have a California theme song, then we have to just stop recording.
I guess I kind of sort of do. My number five. You know what my favorite part of this song is? When they go, space may be the final frontier,
yeah. but it's made in a Hollywood basement.
That's like on par with graphics at the time, too.
What did he say? Yeah. China's trying to steal your imagination?
Yeah,
probably.
Probably.
TikTok.
They knew ahead of the game.
Fucking knew, dude.
Oops. All right, and number five for me. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
There you go.
I knew it was right.
I knew it was on the list. Someone's list.
In the video is everything grunge, dude.
Yeah.
The cheerleaders dressed in all black.
like really not even giving a fuck. So everything's smoky for some reason. They still got the janitor cleaning up in the middle of a show.
Yeah. That was fucking 90s, brothers.
Yeah, that was good,
dude. Keep working, old man.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to like narrow it down like that. Because like I could keep going.
I guarantee you this. I bet you if we in a year from now said, hey, let's do another 90 show and pull up five songs, we're all gonna pick five different songs.
Oh yeah.
It's just the time of the day that you go back, the nostalgia of the 90s living through it, and then you know, you think about a couple songs and it gets you on a path. And it's just there's so many so many good times that you go back and listen to, and for the music is just great. It's just happy times, dude. I didn't have a fucking care in the world.
You didn't have to worry about shit. Nothing. You had to worry about getting home before the lights were on.
That's about it.
Or your mom was gonna whoop your ass. You had to worry about fucking making sure you knew where your bike was at all times so you can get back home. Right? That was it, dude. Like you didn't
ride your bike down to the gym, play some pickup hoops, and then ride back before dark. Oh man.
You're thirsty, fucking find a hose.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going, I gotta go get a fucking,
I need a Prime.
I need a Prime, dude. No, man. We never spent money as kids.
Nope.
No, dude. Just
made your own fun, dude.
Yeah.
Didn't have a phone.
You also had to make sure you were, well, this came a little bit later towards the very end of the decade, but you had to make sure you were not on the internet when your mom was coming home. And calling you. She was calling you on the house phone to make sure you were home from school.
Busy tone.
She's like, you better not be on the fucking internet.
What are you doing? You fucking burning CDs right now, asshole? How much music are you stealing?
Don't worry about it. I'm a hacker, Mom. It's my life.
Mom, are you familiar with LimeWire? It's untrackable, it's untraceable, no viruses guaranteed.
Guaranteed,
I don't know how many computers I ruined. Like, I don't know how many iMacs I ruined from BearShare and LimeWire.
iMac, huh? Fucking rich guy.
Baller.
Damn, dude. I had the Gateway computer, dude.
Well, we had very early on.
Cow spotted box, dude?
Yeah.
Damn. Did you have the multicolor iMac? Like the neon purple clear back?
Yeah, I think we had the blue one, the light blue one.
Damn, dude.
100%.
That's dope.
Well, if I can take you all the way back to when it all started, we had this very pure race. dude, I'll tell you though, that iMac, it was like a cool thing because it was this new thing that was on the market, right? And I played a lot of these games called Backyard Sports, football, backyard baseball on it. But as overall, that computer was like a pile of shit. We had to take it to CompUSA I don't know how many times.
Oh, CompUSA, dude. Yeah. Yeah, no, they were garbage. That's why, because remember, it was like they had to relaunch everything, and Microsoft actually bailed them out. And that's when they released like all like the laptops, like the MacBook, you know, it looked like a toilet seat. Then they had like the multicolor shit, and then they got contracts with like all the schools.
Yeah.
So everybody's fucking school had one, and you had to learn all the bullshit on those, right? So, but yeah, we had the Gateway, dude. The Gateway PC.
Yep. That's okay.
thanks, dude.
You're welcome. All right, guys.
It still works.
It's all right.
It does the same thing, I guess.
Same.
Mom, where's the butler? You need to pick up my shit. All
right.
Let's do movies.
Okay. Movies. We're jumping around.
All right, Chris, why don't you start us off?
All right. Movies. We're going to go Good Will Hunting.
Oh.
College Saka.
There goes College Saka. fucking because he's wicked smart.
You like apples? How do you like them apples?
I got a number. How you like them apples? That's a great movie, dude.
Yeah.
But it's funny when you think about it. Like, so what's it about? It's about this janitor who's really smart and solves math problems when he should be cleaning the fuck up.
But
why are you hating on my guy?
Hey, dude, stealing company time.
Yeah. Let's talk about your time theft.
Goodwill. He had it clean and he still like did the unsolvable math problem. You can go suck it.
Yeah. And listen, he had time to pick up the genius, girl. But right now, you're signed up to fucking empty trash cans in Mount Floyd. So if you don't mind, after you're done with a little scribble scrabble over there, fucking yeah. waste paper basket needs to get empty.
But I'm fucking wicked smart.
It was a good movie, though. And that that launched Matt Damon.
Yep. And Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Matt Damon. Okay, is that me, number one?
That's you. You're up.
Oh, children.
Old man.
Major Pain.
Wrote it in super major, light pencil.
Yes, dude. Major Pain.
I like it.
Bloody limbs. You're kicking like this.
Okay, so I still remember the first time we saw it. My dad and I had saw a preview for it on TV. Now, this is when we had cable TV, right? Mm-hmm. It was on Sunday, and my mom was adamant we're going to church. So this movie had ended, again, cable TV, and it showed a preview for a series of movies they were launching that weekend. And it was a preview for Major Pain, and my dad was like, oh, my God, we've got to watch this. And it was on today. Okay. It was coming on the show, the channel today. And we were like, hell yeah. And then it started.
Oh, my mom's like, let's go. We're going to church. We're worshiping from home, guys.
So, no, my dad grabbed a VHS and we recorded it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So we recorded off the TV. And then we get home.
Anybody that knew how to record off the TV with the VCR was pretty much a scientist.
Was it like, these are your white hat hackers.
Yeah.
These days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. your dad was basically Snowden.
So, I remember the first time watching it was that day after church. Man, I near pissed myself laughing
That's
so hard.
That's a good one, dude.
Especially watching my dad laugh as hard as he laughs is funny, too.
Oh, we still watch it this day. The kids have seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking good. One of my favorites. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's a good classic.
Good pick.
This one is super nostalgic. It's the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The first one
came out 1991. I still lived in Oakland. I remember vividly seeing this as the first movie ever at the drive-in theater when we lived in Oakland. It's a fucking warm, cozy spot for me, dude.
That's awesome, dude.
Such a good one.
Good pick. Really good pick.
Good pick.
Thanks, guys.
Chris?
The last movie that I ever went to with my brother and my father at the same time, like a male like bonding moment, was Saving Private Ryan.
Ooh. Oh.
We went in.
That's an all-time right there.
Dude, we went in.
That came out in the 90s?
It did.
Wait, right? 98.
98. I think 98.
Really?
Check it, but fact check me, but I think it's 98 because we were 18, we're getting ready to graduate, or we had graduated, and my dad took us, and we went into the movie. We watched it, and the opening scene just like slaps you in the face, and you're like, "Holy shit!"
Right the fuck off.
And you realize, how insignificant you are, and how quickly life can be taken away, and what the fuck am I doing with my life?
It was pretty fucked up. Like that dude holding his own arm.
Yeah.
Like other guy trying to like put his guts back in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
So we walked out of the theater, and this is I vividly remember this. And my dad, God bless him, he's a different man now than he was then. But he turned and he looked at me and my brother. And I remember this is one of the very few times I can remember him saying, I love you guys. And he gave me a hug. And it was like, randomly out of the blue, like, and I didn't even know what to say. Whoa. And it was just that moment, and we shared it together, me, my brother, my dad, and I will remember that for my life. That moment walking out of that theater, and man, that was something intense.
That happened very similarly when my dad and I went to go see We Were Soldiers.
Yeah.
Ooh, that one was bad because my dad was like a little kid during Vietnam.
Yeah.
But that was a war that, you know, they talked about. So his seeing that as a kid, I think, was like us seeing it played out to what they experienced as a child.
Yeah.
But
yeah, the last movie my dad and I went to see, it was also a war movie during the Clone Wars, episode one, and he fell asleep. So it's like the same story almost.
Same, you know? Same.
Not
close.
Your dad, no way.
Same, close.
All right, close. Number two for me, Brink.
Damn, okay.
Andy Brink Brinker. Now, shut the fuck up, yeah. Guys. We know what Disney is.
But hey, this was Listen.
Yeah, this is a Disney Channel original, guys.
Yeah.
This isn't, you know, your standard Dumbo racist Disney cartoon. This is like peak 90s entertainment. You got rollerbladers, extreme rollerbladers. You had a girl on the team. There's your inclusivity.
You had a black guy.
You had a black guy. Who was also a fucking Power Ranger.
Yeah. The Black Power Ranger.
Okay, I saw the stretch there. Right? Not to mention the yellow one's the Asian. Right? The pink one was the girl, you know.
Yeah.
The blue dorky one had glass. Come on, guys. What are we doing here? To this day, I'll watch that movie.
Oh, yeah.
We literally watched. This almost made my list. Johnny Tsunami. It did not. We watched Johnny Tsunami the other night. It's like Johnny Tsunami, hey. Motocrossed, and Brink.
Okay. So there was another movie. It was another rollerblade movie. I can never remember the name of it, but I loved it more than Brink. And it was about the dude. He moves from California to like Wisconsin or whatever. And they keep calling him like Surfer Boy. He's calling everyone brah. Like, I'm not women's underwear, dude. Seth Green was in it, that pedophile. Nobody, it's not ringing a bell for anybody.
No, I don't,
dude. They had to race down the devil's backbone on this like downhill road.
Airborne,
dude. Was it? It's airborne. It's got to be airborne. Let me look at it.
Yeah, Jamie, here, I'll pull it up right here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was it.
Is that it?
Yep, that's the one, dude.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, that was a good one.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
But that's not on my list. That's not on my list. It just Brink reminded me of that movie.
Okay, Brink's still better, but it's okay.
That was like the grown-up version of Brink. Like your older brother's watching Airborne, while
and you're watching the little kiddie cartoon. Yeah,
but I got both.
You know? That's you well, are. No, I would say that, you know, anyone who's worth their salt as a human being would be watching Brink, but that's. That's fine.
All right, I'm gonna keep it going with early '90s movies here.
Okay,
The Addams Family.
Oh, original OG.
Mm-hmm. Number one, dude.
Yep,
because it was like super cool. That was like one of the first movies that kind of brought like made monsters super cool again. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And Thing, that's a good pick. Like watching Thing run around, you're like, how the fuck are they doing that?
What's going on?
Yeah, dude, that was a jam. I like that. And it introduced you to Christina Ricci, who will eventually turn into a crush later on.
Yeah.
She's still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Chris?
Mob classic, Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Goodfellas.
It's a good one.
Wicked good pick.
My wife says she's never seen it.
What? Still?
Where I was going through my list with her, and I was like, "Hey, what do you think about this list?" And I was wrapping off the.
Oh, man.
She goes, "I've never seen that." I was like, "We've got to fix you."
It's such a good movie, dude.
That one's
get out.
One. Yeah,
get out.
Get out of my house. Pack your things and leave, please.
I thought we were close to divorce. Now we are.
Yeah. Thought we were
just
close.
Just kidding. I love you, babe. Just kidding. I love you.
What? Like you saying that? Like she's listening to the show?
With all my heart.
Good. Good, Joyce. Okay, number three. For me, is also three ninjas.
Yes.
Three ninjas.
I knew. I didn't put it down.
Not the
I
Three Ninjas just... Kick Back. Three Ninjas, the original.
Three Ninjas Kick
Back. But I could watch all of them. I watched all of them.
Knuckle Up is when it started to go downhill. Three Ninjas. Yeah. Japan was dope.
Yeah. I think when we were kids, it didn't matter. It was like looking back now as an adult, I could watch and be like, ooh, here's where it kind of veered.
No, for years, but, I asked for a Three Ninjas mask and I never got it.
Damn it.
It's a fucking villain origin story right there, dude.
I'm evil Tum Tum.
I'm evil Tum Tum, yeah.
Light up the eyes.
Oh, okay. Boy, what do you got?
All right, we're sticking early 90s, dude. Now.
You got to get out of the early 90s, buddy. Listen, man,
this was when it was good. Okay, have you had a problem with any of my movie picks?
No, I have not, but...
All right, so get off my back about it.
Okay, then fuck off. God. Call your supervisor already. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
De-escalate.
Just sign the citation.
Last Action Hero.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Big Country, you know the movie?
Really?
I want to pull up the poster for it.
You know the movie, right?
Last Action Hero.
Answer the question.
Yes, I'm fairly certain I do. Dude. Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, but you remember the movie because Schwarzenegger was in a million movies in the 90s.
Yes.
Tell me without reading anything.
Oh, God, I don't think I can.
Dude, so the kid, lying, and I'm so the kid, his mom's a single mom, right? They live in this shithole apartment. His solace is like going to movies. He's a movie buff. And he's friends with the dude that... Play the trailer. How about that? Let's play the trailer.
Okay.
How do you fucking not know this movie?
This is one of my favorite movies. And then I tried to let the kids watch it, and I realized that PG-13 was far different in the 90s than it is today.
I believe that. There's the trailer right here.
Yeah, dude. So good.
A great classic comes to the screen.
Take thy hand, fair prince.
Who said I'm fair? To be or not to be. Not to be.
Columbia Pictures is proud to present the screen's greatest action hero, Jack Slater.
Check later.
Don't even think of Slater, you hear me?
This is the Lieutenant Governor.
Slater, here's what I think.
The governor gets your call.
Tina Turner right there, dude.
Yep. Oh, just lost her.
Is his biggest fan.
Jack Slater.
But tonight, a magic ticket. It's a passport.
Okay, still on Willy Wonka shit.
We'll get Danny.
Settle down. Watch him out.
Settle down.
Okay.
Than anyone ever dreamed.
I'm Danny Madigan, I'm a kid.
And you're going with him.
Who is this twerp? And where is that smile on his face?
I don't even know this kid.
To a world that's bigger than
life. I don't think I've ever seen this.
This ticket is magic, and it really works.
Did the T-1000 just walk by him?
And then, wasn't that Sharon Stone?
Yep.
Yes! The bad guys are in there. I've seen it. On screen.
Could this be dude's got the glass eye.
Yep.
With the smiley face. Yeah, dude.
This summer,
fucking shoots a helicopter down.
The handgun.
I have killed people smarter and younger than you. Head first.
Oh yeah, his daughter, Jack Slater's daughter. Man,
I hate when it happens.
He's got the ticket.
Now I possess power, real power.
I feel like I've already seen the whole movie now. Trailers were intense.
Hey, dude, hold on. Watch your mouth, okay? You're being extremely disrespectful right now.
I can't believe this guy.
How do I get back?
And it's
I think I want to say it's on Hulu, dude.
Both sides of the screen.
Where am I now?
This isn't the movies anymore, Jack. Please be careful. Things were different here.
Damn it! It hurt. Arnold Schwarzenegger is Jack Slater.
Oh, the corniness.
This hero stuff has its limits.
It's meant to be. Because it's supposed to be like a parody of action movies.
Everybody down!
And then like all the villains end up in the real world because of this ticket.
The last action hero. The big ticket for 93.
I'll be back. Ha! You did not gonna say that, did you?
That's what you always say.
I do?
Get Man. It, dude? Because it's... He's like in real life, it's a different guy.
All right, Chris, number three. What are you going to do for
Christmas? Jesus.
Dude, watch the movie, okay? And then
no, I'm sorry. You're on number four. You're on four.
I should be four. I think I have two. The Matrix.
Hell yeah.
Man.
The Matrix.
You got you want to shit on his pick or
no, that's a fantastic.
You got anything to say? Dude, that was
guys were.
You want to attack him personally again?
All right. There we go. All right. Next.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
It was way ahead of its time.
The greatest action movie besides Last Action Hero of the decade.
It was. Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I don't have to shit on that pick. That was a good one. All right. Okay. So number four.
I'm with you. I'm
my man. Surf Ninjas.
Oh, God.
Surf Ninjas were tight.
No. Negative.
What?
Surf Ninjas was tight.
Negative.
But,
no,
you're,
I'm at the older.
Exactly.
I'm at
you're
the older.
The, you're on the older end of the 90s.
I was way past fucking Surf Ninjas.
You were already touching boobies.
I was. I was all over it.
Yeah,
man, boobies.
You're watching the piano at this stage.
Fuck you.
All right, boy. Number five.
Number five was the movie Blade.
Oh. Yes.
Now, this, listen, when I was growing up, it was all comic books, all Star Wars all the time.
Yep.
So when Blade came out, I was like, oh, fuck. We finally got like our first big comic book movie that isn't going to be shit. It's rated R. So made my dad buy me tickets, went by myself and fucking watched. It was like 13 years old. Went and watched Blade by myself in the movie theater. It was glorious. I fucking loved it.
Pretty amazing. It's a good pick.
Good
Not
pick.
Mad at that. Love the one-liners in that movie too.
Yeah.
Chris, number five.
Braveheart.
Oh. I wasn't allowed to watch Braveheart until like 99. When did it come out? 97?
90, I think 95?
95? Yeah, it was a while. It was a while.
Braveheart, really.
They cut William Wallace's dick and balls off in that movie.
Oh, they did a lot.
They did 95. A lot.
95.
Yeah, it was a minute before I could watch that.
I remember watching this like a History Channel thing about it, and they're like, that's kind of what happened, actually.
Yeah, well, you got to change it up for Hollywood, you know?
Well, yeah, they're like, what actually happened is he got skinned and then boiled alive and then stretched and then ripped his entrails out and then beheaded and then they stuck it on a pike. And I was like, I see why you left that part out.
You got to make sure.
You got to make sure.
You got to make sure.
You could have been a vampire for all we know.
Sons of bitches.
Good pick, Chris. Good pick.
All right. Well,
last but not least, still love it to this day. A Goofy movie.
Okay. I figured that would be on your list.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Yeah, that's a Powerline. Right. Powerline is my hero, so.
We watch that about once a month, probably.
Some people set up for the typical things.
My final pick is Independence Day.
Oh. 1996. See, I was close. I was bouncing between two for Will in the 90s because he was coming out.
Yeah.
Men in Black, and Independence Day.
I love alien attack movies, shit, right? And it was super epic, extremely corny. Attack from Mars is great. You know, all the fucking Martians. Because it was like the thing I liked about that was it was like they brought in elements from like the 50s, right? When they used to like the way they drew UFOs and like Martians and their weapons, you know, ray gun looking shit. Yeah, that was a good one too. But Independence Day, man, you can't get over
it. That's classic.
That was a jam. That was a jam. Okay.
Good picks.
Let's do shows. Go ahead, Big Country. Why don't you start us off, dude?
Number one.
We'll probably have some similar answers on here.
Okay. So we'll get shows wrapped up and toys wrapped up and then close it out. So that way we don't make it too long of you listening to us talk about all the things that made us happy when we were little kids. Shows. Watch it all the time. The original. Power Rangers. Kimberly was fucking hot.
Oh yeah. Smoke.
Kind of wanted to be like the White Ranger. And it sounds really terrible saying that.
But no, dude, you had
if I wanted to be the White Ranger.
Yeah, you had by Stabba, the fucking talking dagger. They would call the White Tiger like... Zord. Yeah.
Yeah.
Through his mask somehow. Still was able to play the flute.
The mask that doesn't move.
Super dope. Original Power Rangers.
Yes.
With Tommy. With no matter Tommy. Green or white. Was didn't the best.
Yep.
Didn't matter.
R.I.P. Tommy.
All right. Home Improvement.
Oh. Fuck.
You, none of you guys had Home Improvement?
How did I not did. Put no, that no, on no. there?
I did.
You do?
Okay. I do, but it's on my honorable mentions.
Oh, shit. Dude, it was one of my favorite shows ever, man.
That was
the first time you get set eyes on Pamela Anderson. She was the Home Improvement girl, right? Mm-hmm. His neighbor.
Wilson.
God damn it. Wilson. Wilson was a neighbor. You only got to see his face like two times on the show.
Yep.
Yeah, because he was always behind the fence, and he was always giving him some. He was always giving Tim. Neighbor. Yeah, hidey ho, neighbor. He was always giving Tim some life lessons, advice, which was strange because I don't believe Wilson was married or had kids, but he had all the fucking answers.
I bet you he was a serial killer.
Maybe he was, dude.
Oh. I don't think he was a serial killer.
Nah, dude, he was just a good fucking neighbor.
He's just a good dude, right? You can't talk about
you
him
don't
like
have
that.
Any proof, dude. What do you know?
Bring the receipts, dude.
I don't Son know, man. I just had, you know.
Don't you fucking talk about Wilson.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
You already shit on Jack Slater, okay?
Dude. All right. Saved by the Bell.
Oh. When I wake up in the morning and look at that, and I'm thinking and I'm making it look that.
Kelly Kapowski.
Watched all the episodes. Just grew. That was my childhood, dude.
Yeah. This last summer, we actually watched through all the Saved by the Bells.
I always thought Slater was a little bit closeted, though. He just seemed a little off. Like, this guy, he's like, you know, he's rolling his hips every time they dance. And I'm like, bro, chill. He's got that Latin flair. And he was always willing to jump in that wrestling onesie and just be in it the whole episode. Like, you can throw some like, workout shorts on over those when you're not wrestling.
Dude, I'll also say that, what was Slater's girlfriend's name?
Kelly. Or not Kelly. Jesse. Jesse.
Jesse. Jesse was hot, too.
Jesse was hot. She was just super uptight.
Yeah. She really sold the character, but then she went on Showgirls. And you're
Little Mole. What's up, girl? She's a terrible actress, though. But Jesse was cool. Jesse was cool. Side note, my buddy Tito, his sister, used to date Mario Lopez and said he has a small peepee.
Oh.
Yep.
You heard it here, folks. That's why you're here.
Breaking news.
Scooping news.
Yeah.
Eat your heart out. what's that one that always does the
MTV? TMZ.
TMZ, yeah.
Yeah.
He's got the scoop now, bitch. Even though you are paid by the CIA.
Some small prank.
Hey, dude, I never seen it, so I don't know.
It's average.
Did she measure from the base or from the balls?
No, gotta go from the root, okay? Standard
that episode
not house rules, standard rules, okay?
That's that episode of South Park when he's like, it's come to our attention that some of the boys have been measuring their penises. And Randy goes, uh-oh.
Uh-oh, from the back of their balls.
Yeah. Okay,
moving on.
For my shows... I suppose these would count as like one each. It's the same thing, different company. WWF and WCW.
You could just say wrestling. I'd say wrestling.
Wrestling.
There you go.
But I probably watch this like 85% of my like youth through the 90s.
Same.
Yeah.
See, and I didn't even think of it as a show because at the time it was fucking like the Super Bowl.
Sporting event.
Yeah, it was watching football.
Real.
Like it was like, yeah, it's like watching football on Sunday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. That ran year round.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
I agree.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let's see here. I'm going to go with Family Matters.
Oh, I had that one.
Another TGIF
You had that on your list?
I have that on my list.
It was another TGIF, you know, every Friday.
Whatever happened to the 70s, or whatever the fuck he
that's
says.
That's Full House, dude.
That's, yeah, you're, dude.
Yeah, it's Full House.
Everywhere you look.
That's Full House.
Yeah, no, dude, we're talking Family Matters.
We're talking about like Carl.
Yeah, it's like Black Full House, dude.
No, I know that. Family Matters theme song.
Yeah, dude, with Urkel.
Okay.
And when Urkel got cool, they called him Stefan.
Stefan.
Stefan Urkel.
Okay, there it is. Yeah.
Oh. Just as you're sitting down.
It's a rare condition these days and age.
Yeah, dude.
In a newspaper page.
The old grandma, the old saucy grandma.
Yeah.
Man. Eddie. Shout out, Eddie.
Shout out, Eddie.
And she, like, went on a drug bender and they had to kick her off the show.
You'll have that on those big jobs.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Jam, dude.
Good pick. It was on my honorable mention.
Chris. It was on Chris's list.
It's on my list, so I'm going to skip back past that one. And I'm going to go... This is the one... Okay, this is 1989 into the 90s, ran for 9 seasons, and I watched this religiously with my mom. It was one of my fondest memories with my mom watching Rescue 911.
Yes, dude.
William Shatner.
Yes, Rescue 911. That's actually on my old notes, dude. Rescue 911.
And if I remember right, it used to be Rescue 911 and then Unsolved Mysteries, like back to back. So my honorable mention, I'm going to throw out Unsolved Mysteries because you took my Family Matters.
There you go.
That's a good choice. It's a really good choice.
It's a solid backup.
It's almost as good as Cops. I don't know how many times I would just watch Cops.
Dude.
Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Every time that song, I hear that song at the very end when there's like a pause when it's like, and I go, Cops was filmed on location with the men and women
Of law enforcement.
All criminals are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
So good. My favorite Cops would be like, we're looking for someone. He ran in this house. Where's he at? Yeah. Like looking and he's like under a mattress. Like they walk into a room and the mattress is like 3 feet off level.
Yeah.
And he's just like laying there.
Show your ass.
They pull the thing up. Okay. So
my favorite one was there was a guy that got pulled over for driving kind of swervy. Mm-hmm. And the cop was like, he's like, hey, I think that you are under the influence of marijuana. And he goes, why do you think that? Like, I don't have any marijuana. And he had a fucking blunt in his ear.
Yeah, the joint in his
butt. Yeah, and the cop like pulls it out and he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's driving a pickup truck.
Yep.
I remember that episode, dude.
Very good episode.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Number three,
Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, what a dark show.
Dude, I watched it. Okay, so they remade it was kind of like a Rocco's Modern Life movie maybe 3-4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Still just as good.
Really?
Still just as fucking weird, but just as good.
Especially the fact that...
I don't think I've seen it.
Well, it might have been a little too young for you. Probably a little too.
He worked for a sex hotline.
Yeah, it went from 19 Rocco's Modern Life went from 93 to 96. So it could have been. It was like on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I think that might have been just past me.
Yeah,
I might have been too old.
We were too young to figure out that he worked for a sex hotline.
He did. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and his one of his best friends' name was Heifer. He was a big old fat cow.
You could throw cow and chicken in there too with
super weird.
Especially with the devil. I watched I didn't realize the devil, like I forgot the devil was in that show.
Yeah.
And he was like, hi, I'm the devil.
Yeah. You got a big old shiny butt.
Yeah. Everything evil that happens on the earth is my doing. Weird show.
It's a good one.
Okay, for me.
No,
me, Chris. Mother sucker.
Well,
don't
dude,
you
I've
cut
only,
me
I,
off.
I, you guys skipped me, but okay.
No, we didn't. No, that's because he didn't. Because I had one of his already. We had the same one.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Just go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'll just fuck myself. I guess.
Cool.
No,
everybody
no.
Gets a trophy here, dude.
Go ahead.
There's no winning.
Come on, princess.
Bobby's World.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. At least you did a good. Yeah. I like.
Thank you.
Like Bobby's World.
I can appreciate that. Yeah.
Bobby was the original Stewie.
Yep. It's right.
Yeah. Definitely not scheme. Adult Stewie, but
not adult Stewie. Adult. That's a good one, dude. I like Bobby's World. I don't know anybody that didn't like Bobby's World.
Probably gay people.
Only if you're gay.
Damn.
All right. Are we going to me now? Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me check with Big Country.
Friends. Friends.
I had a feeling Friends might be on your list.
It made my list.
It would be on my cousin's list, who's about your age, but that was just a little too old.
I watched
my cousin loved it too.
Yeah.
The girl I dated in high school, we used to watch it a lot. I'd go over there, hang out, watch that.
That was the big one from that era.
Yeah, Friends.
So was Dawson's Creek and 90210.
Oh yeah, and that's like the
Buffy and
Melrose so Place.
Yeah. La Femme Nikita.
Oh yeah.
Silk Stockings. Yeah. My last show, Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Oh.
It did not run long enough.
No, it was very short.
I think that's because Jim Henson died.
91 to 94. You think that's why they stopped it?
I think so.
Or were they? Were you think they were putting a little too much of the flat Earth stuff out there?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, could have been.
Because there's like, remember on their news, they would always talk about how the Earth was flat and shit.
Yeah. Well, then they had to do a whole episode where they were punished and they were supposed to walk to the edge and be pushed off.
Yeah.
And he goes, "We walked around the whole thing."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, because the Earth is a ball or whatever." And I was like, "You've fallen out of my top five lists."
Is that what happened?
That's what it was, right there.
You lost me.
Weird. Well, it's a show about dinosaurs. You guys know my opinion on that, too.
Yeah, but hold on.
I have the whole first season on DVD.
Yeah.
I love dinosaurs.
Because you were super excited to buy it when you saw it was for sale. You actually hunted it down.
I did. I found it on Amazon.
You're a dinosaur hunter.
You found
I am a fan. I was a huge fan of that show. My mom hated that show. She thought it was so stupid.
All the parents hated that show.
Not the mama.
Yeah, my mom hated that shit. There was some shows that we were not allowed to watch.
Like what, couldn't Beavis watch Married Butthead.
With Beavis and Butthead. Couldn't watch Married with Children.
Oh, dude, we watched Married with Children all the time, dude. So remember, like when Married with Children would come on, it would come on and during like a block of shows. I forget what other shows it would come on with, but I remember there was like this huge thing, like Smell-O-Vision for this weekend's block of stuff.
Yeah.
And you had to go to like 7-Eleven and buy like this little sticker pad. And it was like a section for each show. And then this thing would pop up on the screen and you like scratch it and smell it when they tell you to. So you can like be in. It was fucking ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
But it got everybody to go and fucking watch it. I love that show.
Yeah, that's a great show.
Al Bundy's spirit.
He's an American hero.
Yeah.
He is, though. He definitely is.
Mount Rushmore of TV dads.
Yeah, he's probably.
Or TV husbands.
Yeah.
He wasn't a very good dad.
Yeah. TV husband dad.
He was
also
very good
fucking strangle you with his sleeve.
Yeah, he was a fucking monster. And everybody just thought he was this goofy fucking guy, shoe salesman playing fucking hand in the pants type dude. And he could kill you with his bare hands.
Yeah.
Badass.
What is he, third or fourth degree black belt or some shit?
By now, probably, yeah, third or fourth.
Probably has his coral built.
Coral.
All right, Chris, did you give your fifth? Fifth and
Full House.
Full House.
Classic.
Whatever happened to us?
There you go.
Yeah, good timing.
Thank you.
Good timing.
Fifth show for me. I watched it almost as much as I watched wrestling. If anybody thinks that this wasn't one of the greatest shows of all time, I will fight them to the death.
It better be good, dude. Because you're putting a lot out there, dude.
Okay,
let's hear it.
WMAC Masters.
Nope. Nope. You know what show is better than that? American Gladiators.
God damn it.
Yeah. Yep. I agree 100%.
Yeah. And I think the consensus of the rest of the hooligans would also.
I think we're going to
that's because a lot of people don't
now.
Know what. I don't think people know what WMAC Masters was.
Well, show
it was
us.
Like the World Karate Masters Championship or something like that. And it was cool. but it was not as cool. Like, they had cool American characters. American
Gladiators is way better.
American Gladiators was where it was at, dude.
Yeah, so you are getting, you're fighting to the death now.
Do we do a public apology now, or do you need time to prepare a statement?
I don't know. We'll let the hooligans decide.
You challenged us to a fight to the death.
We'll let the hooligans decide. Okay, just watch the intro, guys. Ooh.
Snooze. Competing for the ultimate prize. The black dude with the braids. The machine. He's from Olympus. Red Dragon. Great Wolf.
Tiger Claw. Yin Yang Man. Yin Yang Man.
Yeah. Negative. Sorry, buddy.
Star Wars.
You've never watched this, Chris?
Nope.
Do you want to know how I know you're gay?
You had to get all the pieces to the belt, like throughout the season.
First off, I'm not gay, and I'm willing to fight you to the death because that is nothing. That's good.
Let's do the American Gladiators intro and see how it makes you feel. Look at that, dude! Right off the bat,
yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
America, what's that, buddy?
Blazer.
Laser, Glazer.
What's the hot rod?
Huh?
Was it Gina Carano?
No, that was when they redid it. Yeah, it was on there. Yeah. Oh my God, why are you playing this?
Because we're gonna wrap it up with toys right now.
Oh God.
And this lady is a tool. Have you heard this song, Chris?
Oh, he wasn't here for that whole thing.
He was not.
Prepare yourself for one of the most racially offensive songs ever made. Sat down to scratch my head. What could this
day bring? It could be anything. Anything. I get the phone call. I gotta help them all. Go girl, we'll save the day. Chow will not get away. Chow. Notice the visibly Asian woman here.
This is very 90s, though.
It is.
Cool, the ninja move.
You know what? Maybe I, too, could be ninja. I want to
be ninja. Every ninja sounds like this. No matter where you're from.
Look at this.
Dad.
The pissed off Italian father.
Fuck. I want to
be ninja. Okay. Before we get a copyright strike.
Jesus.
Chris, I don't know if you noticed the part she said, I want to chop, chop, chop way down, chop my way to Chinatown.
Yeah.
Boy and I did this episode where we talked about this video. Ninjas are not from China. If you're talking about like the lineage.
Where Ninjutsu started was in China.
Yeah, it was not
definitely in China. Not in a Chinatown of any sort. Let alone a town in China.
Where, let's see, I'll even look it up.
Oh, it's Japan. So,
yeah,
no, I know that, but I'm saying specifically where did it originate.
Oh, couldn't tell you the region.
Ninjutsu, let's see, ninjutsu is created during the Genpei War, when Minamoto no Kuro Yoshitsune,
from Japan.
Perfect.
Yeah, chose warriors to serve as shinobi.
That's why the games like Shinobi, like you always see in fucking video games, there's always, I mean, they had a game called Shinobi.
Yeah.
And he was
country of origin, Japan.
Gotcha.
There it is. So I went to drop to Chinatown. All right, let's wrap it with toys, guys.
Toys.
I did video games. I didn't do
that'll
toys.
Work. That's okay. Fine.
I'll do video games.
Well, I was wondering because you were kind of probably too old for toys for most of that, right?
Yeah, most of
that. Okay, so let's, me and Big Country will do toys because we also have games.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So I'll kick it off, dude. Got to go with Pogs.
Oh, on my list.
Pogs. I mean, sorry. It's got to be Pogs.
Yeah.
How about the Nerf Vortex football?
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
you could throw those balls about 3.5 miles.
A mile.
Yeah. And you only had it until one of your retarded friends took a bite out of it or ripped a fin off of it. Right? Because you have the one kid who he has several stepdads, maybe some uncles that swing by here and there. So he never learned how to properly throw a football, so he grabs it by the tail and throws it.
Yeah.
Right?
And it rips
that,
the foam.
Yeah. Got that fucking asshole.
Great pick.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Pray hands.
Great pick.
Pray hands. What do you got, dude?
Me?
No, Big Country.
Big Country.
So I've got G.I. Joes.
Yes.
The little 3.5-inch ones.
Yeah. I thought you might have G.I. Joes.
The day that all my G.I. Joes were given away to the Goodwill, I thought I was going to fucking kill somebody.
You should
That's
have.
The day you should have. They, those things are so allowed. Valuable right now.
Dude, I had every single I had the carrier. I had it all. I had so many.
You made how much money you used to get away for free? Yeah.
Someone retired because of that, dude.
Idiot.
Okay, he's getting hot, dude. He's getting hot.
Wrestling buddies.
Somebody on a
I had a wrestling buddy, dude. We all, me, my brother, my cousin, we all had wrestling buddies.
We had wrestling buddies, too.
Who was your wrestling buddy?
I had Hulk Hogan and Ultimate Warrior.
Fucking excuse me, dude.
That's I think we had one of each, too.
I had Ultimate Warrior. I want to say my brother, I can't remember who had what, but then we had one of my brother and my cousin each had a Hulk Hogan and a Macho Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to find one for Storm Shadow.
The Warrior was my shit, dude.
I'm going to find one for Storm Shadow.
Okay, now, you guys might snicker at this, all right? And I don't give a shit, okay? The Magic Mitt. You know what the Magic Mitt is?
No.
You know what it is. You just never knew the name. The Magic Mitt was that circular like thing. You have the Velcro strap you put on the back of your hand. It's got the Velcro front. It's green and purple. And then you have the tennis ball and you fucking...
Yeah, you'd play that at the beach.
Yeah.
Yep.
You played it at the beach.
We had
you
that.
Played it and you know,
we
at
had
our
that.
Farming
we,
comp-
we,
yeah.
All we played with that.
Everybody
time.
Had it.
Everybody
had it. It came when you bought it, it was in a little net bag, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody
okay.
had the Magic Mitt, dude.
I did have that, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was called the Magic Mitt. Throwback. I thought it was
called
something else.
Dude, hours of fun. With
tennis ball plate catchy thing.
Yep. See? Because you'd be like, you would never think of it like as a toy because it was always shit that was like in the camping bag or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entertainment for hours, though.
Hell yeah. Magic Mitt.
What's that one, boy, where it's like claw? Like you hold this claw and you fling like a fucking giant wiffle ball
Hi-Li.
Back and forth.
Yeah,
they might have called it something else, a little like toy version of it. But yeah, it was like Hi-Li. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
They might have called it like scoop and toss or some shit. Like
oh
that.
Yeah. How about this one, boys? Yak back.
Yak? What's yak? Oh, is that the recording thing?
Yeah, it's not as cool as a Talkboy FX Plus.
Yak back. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'll pull up the picture.
Wasn't it on a show? Isn't it like, then they put it in a show or a movie too?
Oh, yeah. They had massive marketing for this thing when it came out.
Because the Talk Boy had fucking heavy hitters like Macaulay Culkin pushing that shit.
Right there.
The
Boom.
Yak back, dude. Yes. And it had sound effects on it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, we used to use that to prank call people all the time.
Yep, dude, we would prank call fucking like pizza shacks and stuff.
Yep.
That's what they called it back in the day.
The yak back. Oh, I wonder if you can find a yak back, dude.
I bet you could on eBay.
Okay. Classic Super Soaker.
Yep.
The fucking neon green.
Yep.
Some people might call it yellow, right? With the green bottle.
Dude, many pool fights with those water fights in
Listen,
the pool.
You weren't a child if you didn't have a
super
soaker.
For the yak back?
Yeah. Still in the package, yak back is $50 on
Wow.
eBay.
Worth it. Yeah, dude. I remember
you
I
don't
lost
have a...
my shit.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, water fight. And someone would come out with like a squirt bottle. Like, dude, you can't play with us unless you got a Super Soaker.
Gotta have a Super Soaker.
Yeah. I'm sure Big
Super
Country
was a big part.
Big Country probably had the backpack one.
Yep.
I got right? I had a lot of them, dude. I had a lot of them.
See? Yeah.
They would come out with like a new one every summer, too.
Well, I only had the one for fucking, I don't know how long, until I was Super able to buy that shit.
Well, that's, I mean, that's okay.
There's Christmas time, Christmas, that we would get Super Soakers or like Nerf guns and be fighting and shooting each other
all day. That's it.
That's it.
You just wake up, water fight.
So I'll give you my last two.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. Tamagotchis.
Okay.
And any Tiger games.
Tiger games, dude. You could get all kinds of Tiger games. The Tiger games were the little handheld guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pull it up on screen.
Yeah. Parents would yell at you.
There's the football ones. Yeah. They had a football soccer ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, I think they had like a fighting one.
Yep.
Yep.
You had like just generic ones, like you had like basketball, football, whatever. Yeah. But then you had like Sonic, Lion King.
Yep.
Like that's a generic ninja game.
Yeah.
From Chinatown. but then you had like X-Men. I had so many of
X-Men one was cool.
But it was like, it didn't matter what game it was. You bought it and it was just like black. Like this is what it looked like. Yeah. These little
8-bit black and white.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know if it was fucking 8-bit, dude. It's like 2-bit or something like that. But it didn't matter. You're like, dude, I've got the new fucking
you couldn't save world anything.
Games. Yeah, there's no saving a game.
Yeah. You would just pick up at the beginning
again.
And check it out. Like, they had like, here, Sonic 3, right?
Hell yeah.
Tiger game?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's it.
It's not Sonic 3. There's no 3. What is 3?
Yeah, you're not, and it's not like you're gonna get a second edition of this game. Like that's it. That's what you got.
Yeah,
we're not coming out with a sequel.
Yeah. All right, you bought them.
My last one. I begged for this for Christmas, and I got it. Crossfire.
Yep.
Crossfire.
The commercials. You
get caught up in it.
Crossfire. It was great. It was the fucking best. When I got it, I needed everyone to know that I had fucking Crossfire, dude, because the commercials were fire. Like, it was awesome. And then
I think I even wanted it at my age.
So good. I enjoyed it a lot.
You know, they still make them. They've been coming out with all these 90 ones for recently. Well,
so originally, because when I was looking up to see, I wanted to make sure it was a 90s thing, right? It originated in 71.
Holy shit.
They had a Crossfire game. And then in the 90s, they revamped it, and that's when it took off. And then I want to say they released one back in, like, 2007, and then they've just kind of been, like, updating that version ever since.
Dude, what if they had, like, a Crossfire in, like, the 50s, and then in the 20s, and then, like, 1880s? Right. And we just keep recycling everything.
Yeah, I bet.
Because we can't get out of this timeline.
It was the shit, dude.
Boom. Chris, take it away, man. Let's wrap the show.
Video games. Resident Evil.
Ooh. Right.
It was a tough one. I had to leave it off my list. Not because I wanted to, but because I figured somebody would have it on their list.
First time, I just played that thing all night
terrifying.
Long. And it was horrifying. It was great. Metal Gear Solid.
You know they're remaking it. Yeah, you gotta watch. I'll find the trailer and send it to
you. Yeah, it's on IGN. I was like, fucking take all my fucking money, dude.
Yeah, I sent it to Big Country.
I can't wait. So cannot wait. Let's see. Final Fantasy
7?
Yes,
it's on my list as well.
Okay.
It was great. It was fucking 4 discs.
I didn't start playing it until 10.
Seven is you had to have started at 7, dude.
Yeah,
seven
so I have the PlayStation Classic and it has 7 built into it, and I just know how long that game is. And I'm like,
I put 117 hours into that game,
yeah, easily
something like that.
Yeah.
Dumb
classic. Okay,
so good.
This is an early game, one of the first games I remember playing with my buddy, GoldenEye.
Yes.
Oh.
And see, another game that I didn't put on the list because I knew it was going to be on one of our lists.
Yes.
GoldenEye was the shit.
Oh, boy.
And far into the 90s, I still played the Mega Man games.
Mega Man was so much fun.
Those games are kind of hard. They kind of got a little hard, dude. Mega Man 3 was like really fucking hard to play.
Yeah, wait until you play fucking Lion King on Sega. Jesus Christ. Game is bullshit. Oh, my goodness. All right, boy, what do you got?
Okay, I got Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Yeah.
Played that shit.
Come on.
For days.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It wasn't even hours. I played that shit for days.
Yeah. Chris already said Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
Oh, okay.
I remember being sick and being at home and fucking beating that game because that's all I had to do. And again, you couldn't save. Like, you're not, oh, I'm on level fucking 8. I'm just going to call it a night. No, you fucking grind, power through, stick with it.
Okay? That's why we can still wake up and go to our jobs.
Exactly.
It's because of Sonic.
Because of Sonic. Because of Mario.
Yeah, Mario.
Because of not being able to save games.
Duke Nukem 3D.
So good.
It was. I should not have been playing that game at this age.
No, you should not have.
But, dude, we were playing fucking Grand Theft Auto but when it was overhead view.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2 was not that bad because it was like.
No, but they had an expansion pack, too, where it took you to England. So you're playing in Great Britain too, which was awesome. But it was the same, dude. You can smoke hookers, you can jack cars, you could blow up fucking cars, you could fight the cops. It was even though it was a weird view, it was still the same.
Yeah, it was a very violent video game, which because of some of these video games, it sparked a debate in Congress.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Over this.
I got to do an honorable mention. Golden Axe.
Golden Axe.
Oh, dude, I played that game. Side scroller.
Yeah.
You got a little dwarf, a guy with a sword.
Yeah, sword.
Let me see the box art, and I'll be able to tell you.
Golden Axe. Great game. I can even hear the intro in my head.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Golden Axe. So my last two here, Super Mario 64.
Yep.
Great game.
And Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat 3.
I feel like
3,
all the Mortal Kombat should be on there.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, but for some reason, 3.
I knew you'd pick Mortal Kombat.
So Mortal Kombat 3 was special to me because, like, me, my brother, and this group of kids that we would hang out with in our apartment complex, we all had Super Nintendo, and we all played Mortal Kombat 3. So we would, like, have tournaments after school on the weekends. We had to brush up our skills, dude. And then we had to go out to Blockbuster or Game Crazy and cop that Game Informer, get those fucking Fatality, you know, Babeality, Beastiality, all those shit. We had to get all of the codes for those because they're not, like, there's no button layout, right?
Yeah.
Where it tells you how to do all of these.
Yeah.
You had to fucking find them or just figure it out. So we would get kicked out of those stores all the time because we would never buy them. We were fucking broke children.
Just writing
We'd be in there with notebooks, like writing them all down. And, hey, get out of here. Go and get. Shoot.
Yeah, that's the other thing that these kids don't understand about our generation is, like, you had to memorize codes. You had to memorize phone. You had to fucking memorize everything.
Yeah, remember everything.
You'd have to know, like, your parents, the house number.
Your house number.
You'd have to know
your friend's house number.
Yep.
Everything. Grandparents, a couple aunts and uncles,
yeah,
your address, your zip code, your mom and dad's work phone number.
Dude, but if you didn't, your parents had a Rolodex.
Yep.
Remember?
Dude,
and
now
it's always in the kitchen for some reason.
Nowadays, like, I can't, and I take someone to jail, I'm like, hey, you got a number you can call somebody? And he's like, I don't know who I can call. I don't know any numbers. They're all on my phone. Fucking dumbass.
One fucking number, dude.
Not one fucking number.
Unbelievable.
All right, dude, hit us with your
game,
with your five.
Let's go quick.
Okay, so in no particular order, game I used to play. I grew up with a lot of Sega. Skitchin was cool.
I remember Skitchin.
I don't.
I was heavy in
rollerblading.
Yeah,
rollerblade. You go
get,
like,
in the cars.
You like hold onto the cars, stuff like that. Mm. It was kind of like Road Rash, same like forward scrolling.
It's like game. like. Frogger and Road Rash combined.
Yeah, pretty much exactly what that is. Another one I played a lot was Joe Montana's Sports Talk Football.
Yep.
Damn.
Obviously, we were Niner fans, and Joe Montana was on the cover. So
hell yeah.
It was just one that we were playing. Streets of Rage.
Taking it back.
Yep. Still have that tradition.
Rage.
Every Christmas Eve, I stay up after everyone goes to bed, and I try to beat that game in one sitting.
Hell yeah.
Been doing it for like the past 9 years. So.
What's your record in 9 years?
0-9.
Hey, you'll get them one of these days.
Well, actually, this last year.
When you lose, do you just fucking quit for the night and like, yeah, I gotta go to bed?
Yeah, like if I get run out of lives.
Get it next year?
Yeah, I don't start over.
Get it I'll next
see
year.
You in 365 days.
Fuck yeah. You, motherfucker. And this year it sucked too because I was on the final boss.
Oh,
and I'd never fought him before, and I was like panicking, and my palms were sweaty, my wees were neek, and
arms were mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Oh, Jesus.
But yeah. Last two. Street Fighter.
Yep.
Pretty much classic. All of them. Yep. I remember playing a lot of Street Fighter 2 Tournament Edition.
Who's your go-to?
Ryu.
Of course. You look like a Ryu guy.
Pussy. What about
you,
Ken? I like Vega. I like
Vega's dope.
You kind of look like Vega without the mask. We could put like a little red. You could be a Vega for Halloween, dude.
I'd do that. I'll do that.
Hell yeah. I was a Dalsam guy.
Yeah.
Keep that range, you know?
You got or E-Honda.
I like you E-Honda too.
Yeah.
Make sure love for the big guys, you know?
Yeah. Bison, one of my favorites.
Bison.
Guess why.
But, dude, Bison was such a like an iconic bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he just looked like a bad guy. The hat, like the cape, the like three-quarter length cape, you know?
Yeah.
Dressed like a dictator.
Yeah. The movie was like so corny.
No,
but
it was, dude,
awesome.
Raul Julia as Bison was a dope pick.
Yeah.
Like if the movie had been done better, because Van Damme wasn't it, dude. It was a misstep.
Yeah.
We didn't need Van Damme in there as an American soldier.
Yeah. But it's like if you think about all of our action stars.
Yeah.
Like a could've lot had, of them were not from here.
But they could have had Dolph Lundgren. Okay, at least he spoke clear English.
That's right? True.
So
that's a good point. Last but not least, some people might not even know this game, but like when I saw this, I wanted it so bad. I got it. It was actually on the N64, and it came out in 99.
Mm.
Win Back.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I'd say a lot of people are probably not familiar with Win Back.
He's just flexing on us now.
No, I'll show you a cover.
I fucking know more about video games.
I just know everything.
Okay, that's whatever. So they had a Win Back 2, and they did a remake of this one on PlayStation 2. But
the cover art looks familiar. So what was it? What is he, a cop?
No, so these are like special forces guys, and they land on this facility that gets taken over. It's kind of like
Die Hard.
No, yeah, sort of like Die Hard and like Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. Yeah. You know what I wish they would remake? Splinter Cell.
Yeah. Oh man, that was
hard.
A good one.
Fucking hard game.
And they picked a great character to voice. Fucking what's his name? In the game itself. Yeah. What was the guy's name in the game? Jack
it was,
something.
Was it? Did he have a name? I don't ever remember.
Yeah, I think he had a name.
I was always skipping through those cutscenes like zip, hip, hip, zip, hip. Skip, 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 skip. Let's get to the fucking action.
Splinter Cell. Tom Clancy Splinter Cell. When did that release? 2002?
Because Splinter Cell and Metal Gear were like direct competitors.
Yes.
It was like McDonald's and Jack in the Box.
I feel like Siphon Filter was a great game.
Oh, too, dude.
But Siphon Filter just didn't get a whole lot of traction.
It was a GameCast game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Siphon Filter was really good, though. Man.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have the classic PlayStation, that one is also on there.
Yeah. Siphon Filter was good. I think Dreamcast had some attachments for that game, though, if I don't remember. Like they had a cool like box yes. set or something. Yeah.
Yeah. PlayStation Classic game list. Well, guys, I think that's it, right?
I think so. We could have done a top 25.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Next time, I think we should delve into like a section of these lists, right? So let's go into like the movies of the 90s.
Yeah.
Or the games of the 90s. And we can cover like board games and video games, you know?
Yeah, that would be cool. Because we didn't even talk about the board games.
No.
We could do a whole show about the board games.
I was hesitant to put Crossfire on because technically it is a board game. But like there's a ton of board games or even just games in general, like Mr. Bucket.
Oh,
Mr. Bucket, put your balls in my mouth.
Wait, is that the
That's not
how it goes, is it?
That's weird.
You sure that's not how the song goes?
Don't wake daddy.
Don't wake daddy.
That's what I call love. Is it love?
Music?
That's 90s commercial.
Now that's what I call love. Yeah, you got to put the now because it's part of that now series.
Yeah, here it is. This is so funny. I'll read this real quick and then we'll actually end the episode with that commercial playing. I highly recommend anybody getting a PlayStation Classic if you haven't gotten one. I think they're like 50, 60 bucks, something like that. Like there's a small rendition of PlayStation 1 with games built into it.
Yeah.
So here are the games. Battle Arena Toshinden, Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy 7, Grand Theft Auto, Intelligent Cube, which is actually a really fun game, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid, the first one, Mr. Driller, Oddworld, Rayman.
Oh, Oddworld is on there?
Oddworld.
I love those games, dude.
Rayman.
Yeah.
Resident Evil Director's Cut.
Fuck yeah.
Revelations Persona, which is actually a really fun game. Ridge Racer Type 4.
Nice.
Super Puzzle Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Siphon Filter. Tekken 3.
Oh, Tekken. God damn it. Yes.
Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Twisted Metal and Wild Arms.
Twisted Metal.
What a lineup, dude.
Rainbow Six, dude.
You know how hard that fucking game was?
Super hard. But if it wasn't for Rainbow Six, there'd be no Ghost Recon. There would be no Call of Duty. None of that. Battlefield.
Yeah. It's a good point.
Fuck.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and wrap it here. That has been our episode of Reliving the 90s. Hopefully you guys had some fun remembering some of these things. Maybe you guys can share some of your lists and some DMs with us.
Heck yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And you guys can feel free to attack Big Country for attacking my movie pick, Last Action Hero.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think we're going to get an influx of WMAC Master fans.
Bullshit. Not one person. Not one person will pick that over American Gladiators.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. You were going to fight to the death.
No, you do know.
We'll see.
You do know.
I'm you confident.
You absolutely know.
I'm confident in our cult members that they would side with their messiah.
Oh, God.
Nah, man. Because our hooligans know, even if leadership is wrong, they're wrong.
That's why they're called truth hooligans.
Right, we're here to seek the truth. And truthfully, Gladiators was a far more superior show. Pick a gladiator, and he would destroy all of those guys combined.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Typhoon, dude.
That's a fact. Look, he's so pissed.
All right, one of my WMAC masters up against one of your gladiators, and we do it on that show that used to be on the History Channel, but it's not anymore.
Oh,
they would fight.
Yeah, they would pick fighters from every era.
Yeah,
so they would put a samurai against a ninja.
Yeah,
yeah.
One of them is actually from Japan, China. And the other one is from.
They're actually both from
China.
Japan.
Anyways, that's it. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And I'm Chris.
And when you hear this, it means you're up too late. It's past your bedtime. And this is what we would wake up with. This and Girls Gone Wild. But
yes.
Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Take care.
Imagine owning the world's greatest love songs. And you are my friend. By the greatest voices of our time. In a once-in-a-lifetime collection. Time Life Music presents the Ultimate Love Songs Collection. 36 beautiful songs. By all our favorite artists.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Rod Stewart.
Oh.
Have I told you?
Celine Dion. Phil Collins. Gloria Estefan. Get the Ultimate Love Songs Collection on two CDs for just $26.99.
Compact
this,
boys.
Put them in your CD tower.
But wait, use your credit card.
It's every Karate Kid movie right there.
Oh, yeah. Montage song right there.
That's right. You get two CDs
for just $16.99.
Is anybody a
wreck right now? This was Chris's prom.
Dude,
so much emotions right now.
Other romantic collections. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Oh, man.
Ultimate Love Songs is not sold in stores.
Goddamn, you're right. It will be.
So remember, use your credit card and get
two
beautiful
wife.
CDs for just $16.99.
Call 1-800-818-6806 to order the Ultimate Love Songs Collection on two CDs for $16.99.
If you can get me
card.
One of those,
call now.
My stocking
order
for Christmas
at timelife.com.
Wow.
Love you forever.